Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Terrell Bernard won't practice. Maxwell Harrison, Ty Johnson, Matt Milano. Milano is sick today. Matt Prater, all those players will not practice. Limited today will be DQ, Dalton Kincaid, Jordan Poyer, Shaq Thompson, and then we'll open DeMar Hamlin's window starting today. You already know, I believe, about Jordan Phillips being placed on IR. Dane Jackson signed off the practice squad.
What happened with Jordan?
Foot in the game.
Yeah. What's the hope with Matt Prater this week at this point?
Sorry?
Matt Prater?
Day to time. Yep. So we'll see where it goes.
I don't know if this is different for the playoffs or the regular season, but I know we've talked about installs and your first impressions on the team on Monday. Do they change? Like, do you feel any different about the Jaguars now that you've had another 48 hours to dive in, or once you get going in a certain direction, do you do that? I mean, that just like a general overview as to how you get after an opponent that you haven't faced.
Yeah. No, I mean, it changes a little bit, Tim. It's a great question. It changes a little bit as you study more and more film. I'm talking about non-opponent specific. And so when we spoke Monday, you know, my exposure was, say this, now it's grown, obviously, over the last 48 hours, what have you. They're a really good football team. You know, I've had a chance to look at them in all three phases, and, they've got a lot of weapons. When you just talk special teams, obviously their kicking game is elite. So that will affect things for us and what they're able to do with their field goal kicking and kickoffs, and their punters extremely talented as well. Their return game is really good. You know, Heath does a great job over there, and the trades that they made with getting Jacoby Myers on the offensive side has definitely paid dividends. And it looks like they've got the guys in the spots where they want them now. And I think they're 7-1 since they picked them up, maybe. And then picking up the corner on the other side from Cleveland, good player as well. And he's fortified and kind of solidified that side of the ball for him in terms of the corner piece. So very talented team. So we'll have a big challenge in front of us.
Back in August, you addressed the whole thing about not being able to get over the hump in the playoffs. And you said something to the effect of, there's one thing that remains, we know what that is. As you now open the playoffs, what are your thoughts about that and the pressures of, not the pressures, but the specter of needing to advance this team to where it needs to get?
Yeah, we're really focused on this game and today, quite honestly. Being present today, improving where we need to improve, making sure we got the right game plan, getting the first chance for the players to come out and execute today and see where we go from there.
John, just to clarify, make sure Josh is a full participant today?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
John, can you expound on what Tim was saying earlier about what you've learned in the days here about their run defense, which looks to be, I mean, you're the number one rushing team in the league, but this might be maybe your best test of the season.
Yeah, big challenge. You know, coach does a really good job on that side of the ball, and Campanelli, and you just look at it overall. They're stout in what they do. They set edges well. They play in, you know, some of the time five guys on the line of scrimmage. Sometimes it's four, so they change structures. And they pressure quite a bit, and so you've got to be on your details to make sure we're all on the same page with that and how we handle that. So, you know, you watch the games, and they're a real tough defense, especially in the run game. More medically, I've obviously been around him, interacted with him on a personal level, seems in good spirits, but medically it's obviously moving in the right direction. So Nate is the one who gives us the green light to, hey, if we're in that spot, let's go ahead and open it up.
And then where is that in terms of potentially opening that window this week or next week? Like, how is that?
Don't know yet. Yeah, I know he's trending in the right direction. I just don't know if it's going to be this week, next week, week after, somewhere like that.
John, we've talked about the slow starts with your team a few different times this year. How much of a focus is it this week to avoid that, and how much do you change maybe an approach to try and make sure this is happening again?
I mean, you always want to get off to a good start in any game, in particular a game like this. But at the end of the day, it's about us playing really good football from play one to play however long it takes.
John, can a road game, even though you love playing, can a road game be a galvanizing thing for a team? You know, you talked about you have a good setup and you like the plan your team has when you go on the road. Can it be that for a team having to go on the road in the playoffs?
Potentially, yeah. I mean, potentially you've played a lot of playoff games, been a part of a lot of playoff games in my career, and, you know, you play some at home and you get some away, and that's kind of usually how the seasons go. So you got to be able to adapt to where you play and all the things that come with playing on the road.
Max goes down. Can you put into words what it means to have a guy like Dane Jackson available on your practice squad to come up and maybe go after?
Yeah, Dane's always been a guy that's done a great job for us. You know, when he was first here, first came around, and right away you notice the intangibles that Dane Jackson brings to the table: his toughness, his football instincts, his blue-collar approach, and he's a great teammate. So it's great to have someone like Dane that we can rely on in a situation like this.
Joe on Monday mentioned that because the plan was what it was for Josh last week, that he maybe had a chance to do a little bit more self-scouting than he might have otherwise normally in a week. What have you noticed from Josh, maybe on the mental side as much as the physical side, leading into this week?
The week is early yet, Jay, so it's, you know, I was around him a little bit this morning, or a lot more this morning compared to the last couple of days, but we're still around him the last couple of days. So this is how he is every year this time of year. He's very dialed in, very focused, really focused and honed in on his process and what he needs to do, and that's what it appears from my vantage point this morning as well.
The regular season for Josh was maybe potentially had a few more pop holes than it did last year in terms of the sacks and things like that. How have you seen him, I guess, respond to that adversity, if that's the right word?
Yeah, well, I think when you come off the year that he had last year, talking about the reigning MVP in the league, and that's a near perfect season, and people then think, okay, then he's got to one up that. That's almost impossible to do, the way he played last year. So you don't want to try and go out and be perfect. That's not how you really want to perform. So you want to go out there knowing that there's going to be some imperfections, and then you adjust and adapt. And I really believe he's led our team in that regard, which is really strong for us.
What is it about Josh that steps up in his game in the playoffs? I mean, as good as he is in the regular season, his numbers, his efficiency, his production is that much higher?
Yeah, I think I mentioned his process is really strong, especially this time of year.
Sean, from 2017, when you were coaching,
other than this right here, other than this.
Is there anything that stands out about what you know now that you didn't know then?
What I know now that I didn't know then? Oh, man. I should turn around and ask you guys the same question 9 years ago. What do you know now that you didn't know 9 years ago? I just really believe you learn through life experiences, through experiences on the job. It's hard for me to say, where do I start, really, you know? So it's, but you grow and you adapt and you reflect. And I think those are all healthy qualities of a human being overall, let alone a leader or a football coach or any type of, you know, person certainly that holds a job, that you want to continue to grow and improve and adjust. And as much as you sometimes learn, sometimes you're reaffirmed of, hey, what you knew before is what you know now, and that it works too. So
what have you learned or maybe appreciated about Dalton Kay as much by his absence as maybe this season as, you know, the times that he's been there?
Yeah, good football player, you know, a key cog to our offense, and you know, his health and ability to be out there, availability for us is huge for us. And I don't think you need to kind of study the numbers long to take note of that.
And then we see with
what do you need to see from Matt Prater throughout the week to feel confident to have him be the lone kicker?
Yeah. So we won't kick Matt today, but we will try and kick him tomorrow so we can kind of get a feel for where he's at. And yet, you know, hopefully he's good to go as of tomorrow, and then we can, and this is just on a day-by-day, right now that's the plan. We can take a look tomorrow and just see where he's at, and then hopefully all is well, and he gets a chance to then kind of get back to some rest after that as we head into game time. So I think we'll know a little bit more tomorrow, maybe end of the day, end of business tomorrow.
Sean, what will you see from Trevor Lawrence? Early in his career, it seemed like inconsistency plagued him, but in the second half of this year, he's maybe going into the playoffs as one of the hottest quarterbacks.
Yeah. No, I think they are as a team. You know, very, very impressive, near perfect in their games, and the games haven't been close that they've played. They've been well ahead. And so, you know, it's led by him. He's been, you know, in command of what they do and knows where to go with the ball, and certainly can extend plays with his athleticism and his legs and his play strength. You see him, you know, you watch him against some really good teams, and he's giving them fits. All right.
Just on kickers, how much does it help that Matthew Wade has had experience kicking in Jacksonville?
Yeah, that's certainly part of his resume. That's a plus for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.